Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you are helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery, and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer. Brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Beer Nuts. JR here.
Uncle Pete. How's it going? Dugout?
Dugout. I'm right here.
All right. Well, tonight we're going to do a quick version of Mixed Nuts. That's just where we randomly pick whatever we want to drink. And so crack open a cold one, kick back. We're not pretentious. If you're a Coors Light drinker, you're welcome to join us. Hopefully we'll introduce you to something with a little bit more flair. But if not, that's okay. Drink whatever you want. So crack open a cold one and let's get started. We're going to start off, as we always do, with a quote of the week. And this is from Dudley Moore from the movie Arthur. Everyone who drinks is not a poet. Some of us drink because we're not poets.
It helps.
Yeah. So some of us become poets when we drink, but not me.
Well, let me kick this one off, JR. Let me get this thing going, a show on the road.
Pass the baton to you.
So let me ask my pet dog, Alex, here to go get me a beer, Alex. If anybody knows what that means, you'll get what I'm talking about. But guess what? Stroh's Made in Michigan is back, and that's a good thing. And we're going to crack a Stroh's here, a Bohemian-style Pilsner. And this is a beer that is presently made in Michigan, in Detroit, on contract from Pabst to a local brewing facility downtown in Detroit. And as far as I know, it's only distributed here in Michigan for the time being. And so we're fortunate enough to be able to try this new recipe and this new Bohemian-style Pilsner. So they've brought it back using an old recipe, a pre-prohibition recipe, as far as I know, from the 1800s, which is very pre-prohibition, by the way. But they're using all European Vienna malt with Saaz and Magnum hops in this thing. So let's open it up and pour it up and see what's going on.
Yeah, this is not your father's Stroh's. This is a special version that is made for Detroit, and by Detroit.
So I got to tell you, go ahead, Doug.
No, I'm just very excited. I mean, I look for it around my house, and it hasn't dropped yet. And I thought, well, that sort of sucks, but I'm anxious to hear it, so I won't keep you guys from talking about it.
I know the feeling, Dugout, because it was supposed to drop, you know, the news was all over the airwaves, and they're saying, okay, it's going to drop a week ago. And, you know, I waited Monday, and I waited Tuesday in my local store. Okay, nothing yet. And by Wednesday, I said, okay, I can't stand it no more. And I actually drove downtown to the brewery and went to the tap room and got a pint right out of the teat, right? So I couldn't take it. I'm like, I'm not going to wait around. If it's right down, you know, 20 miles from my house and just take a quick trip down there. So that's what I did. But let's talk about this beer right now. I got to tell you, in the glass, this beer is like, it's like jewelry. It's crystal clear, very light, amber color, very light. But it is as clean could be. I mean, you could see through it, and very clear definition of everything on the other side of this glass of beer. It's carbonated, very bright white head on it that dissipated quickly. And it's just pleasant to look at. I mean, all of the ales that we've been drinking, and by the way, this is a lager, so this is a cold conditioned, cold fermented, and cold conditioned beer. You know, thus the clarity. But the ales we've been drinking that have some of that haze, this is far from that. So get used to, you know, taking a look at this beer, and it's crystal clear. So let's take a whiff. It's very kind of malty on the nose. I get, you know, to me, this is a European lager on my nose, right? This is not an ale. This is not giving me floral notes. It's not giving me a lot of hop aroma. I'm getting all malt here. So let me take a taste. Man, great mouthfeel, a nice crisp, you know, a nice crisp bite, and I'm telling you, it's bold. It's bold and malty, and then there's some really nice bitterness that's kicking in there, and it's significant. It's not the old Stroh's. I think JR was just saying this. It's not the old beer, and I'm really grateful that they're trying something new, and I think they're, you know, from a marketing perspective, they're really trying to attract the craft beer crowd, you know, with not just your regular fizzy yellow beer. And this hits the mark for me as far as meeting those criteria. And the flavor to me really lasts on my palate. It's like I could take a sip of this and wait a little while and enjoy the flavor and get back to it. You know, I don't have to hurry through it. It's really bold. You know, a lot of people might not like it. If you're used to ales and pale ales and IPAs, this is not what that is. It's not that style at all. This is on the other end of a spectrum that's, you know, it's a distinct style. If you go to the BJCP guidelines, there's going to be, for Pilsners and European Pilsners, a whole different set of characteristics on the aroma, the taste, and the appearance, and the overall. So I encourage everyone in the listening area that at least can obtain this from Michigan, go get some, try it out, and judge for yourself. So, JR, or the other guys, anybody want to chime in?
Yeah, really. What I would say is it's, as you say, it's brewed to style. It's a traditional Bohemian Pilsner loaded with noble hops, you know, those noble German hops. You know, I think Miller Lite has Pilsner on their label, and no disrespect to that brand. They sell a lot of beer, but this has 100 times as much flavor as a Miller Lite. It's a true Bohemian Pilsner with authentic German ingredients. I mean, gosh, the appearance on this thing, I mean, it's very difficult to brew a nice Pilsner and have it come out perfect like this. I mean, and it's the appearance on this thing. It's crystal clear. It's clean as a whistle. And it's brewed to style. It's brewed to style. It's Germany in a bottle, and it's right here in Detroit.
Yeah, I can dig it. You know, if you've been listening to us for quite some time and you've heard me, you know, I've been espousing the greatness of Stroh's. I mean, I love Stroh's beer. I've drank it for a long time. I remember I used to love drinking Signature, the Signature brand of Stroh's beer, just because it was more in the craft beer style with more of the hop flavor and a better character to it. But it's exciting to have this back because there's a long, deep heritage and history of Stroh's in Detroit. And if you're from Southeast Michigan, the Detroit, greater Detroit area, there's somebody that we know, you know, you can talk to, and they know what Stroh's is, and they've heard of it, or they drank it, or their dad drank it, or their grandpas drank it, or whatever. And, I mean, it goes back to 1850. This is the first time they brewed it in Detroit. It won Blue Ribbon at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893. So to have the folks at Pabst, you know, grace us with a new batch of Stroh's brewed in Detroit, it's just a thrill. And thank you very much, you guys.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Great job, Pabst, and great job recognizing the heritage, the proud heritage that this brand has with Detroit. And not only that, to be bold enough to change the recipe a little bit and make it what it is, because it's not just your old you know, cheapo blue can Stroh's. It's really a beer that stands up to any Pilsner on the market, in my opinion.
Well, and exactly what you're saying, but what a brilliant move by Pabst to recognize that this brand has this local patronage for it, and it just wasn't, people would drink it, they just don't have it, and all of a sudden here they come, and they're sort of tweaking it to, I guess, a little bit of craft beer standard for lawnmower beer, which I think is a brilliant thing. I mean, it makes me want to drink it. I went and looked for it. I couldn't find it, but I will have it by next week, I'm sure. But, oh, I mean, as far as like rebranding a beer, the market's there for it. Just put it out there and let people buy it. You know, what a great thing.
I think what they've done with this is they've made it to appeal to almost every segment of the consumer base. Your Miller Lite, Bud Light drinkers that are your everyday drinkers can drink this.
Yeah,
anybody in Detroit can enjoy this, and if you're a craft beer connoisseur, you can also enjoy it for what it is because it's a wonderfully constructed German Pilsner.
There's probably some capacity constraints right now with our local contract brewer in Detroit. I mean, they can only make so much, and I imagine that's probably a reason why it's only distributed in Michigan to start with. Who knows? Maybe they'll determine that if it's a hit and there's demand on outside of the state, and I'm hoping there will be, that they can expand and put some into open capacity at some of their other facilities. Another thing that comes to my mind is there are some other old Stroh's beers that people are clamoring for. If you've ever had the Stroh's dark beer, the Bock beer, even the Signature brand, I mean, there's still some old labels out there that we can't get anymore. And, if this thing starts hitting, they could start branching into all these other releases and really keep people excited and maybe reestablish the brand as a favorite. So, it excites me.
Well, and what a wake-up call for the big boys to say, how dare you sit on your laurels and just pump the same old stuff out over and over and over again, even though you got a market for it. I understand that. But, why not bring back some of your old stuff? Why not take some pride in what you do as far as crafting your beer and put some of the original recipes out there for people? And let's see, can they, have their palates changed? Would they enjoy it? I most likely think they would.
All right, everybody. So, thanks, Uncle Pete. Uncle Pete's got a boogie. He's got to be up early for work, so we're going to let him cut him loose, and it's just going to be Dugout and I for the rest of the show, except we do have a special guest here, at least briefly, to introduce one of his homebrewers. We got Mike Strasser here. So Mike's going to introduce his strawberry milkshake homebrew. So if anybody's heard of the Tired Hands strawberry milkshake, I think that's kind of where he's going with this. But rather than tell you what he's trying to achieve with his homebrew, let's introduce Mike. So welcome, Mike.
Welcome.
Hey, John, thanks very much for having me. And exactly what you said, this is exactly what I was shooting for. Tired Hands release was their milkshake IPAs. And getting into the back end of things, I did quite a bit of research and giving credit where it's due for the Steal a Spear podcast. We were kind of going over some with the brewers from Tired Hands, and they were talking about how they actually use apple puree in their homebrew. Now, what me and John Russ here, we had a crazy brew day one day. We were running over 20 pounds of grain within a 10-gallon mash tun, right, John? That was a wild time right there. And what we did was there, the batch was done. We had about an 8-gallon yield off that. 5 gallons of that went to a cask that was set up with cherry. Then we also, I took the rest of that, which was an overflow because I feared blow off. We took that, put that into a secondary fermenter. One batch had cherry added to it. One batch had strawberry added to it. And this right here, what we have is the strawberry batch. This one was slightly diluted. So this one's only rating in roughly around 8 ABV. This is strawberry, Motueka hops, dry in the dry hop. This is bittered with Belma hops. Belma hops. I'm a big fan of the New Zealand variety lately. This came out very well. I'm very proud of this beer. There's a lot of vanilla in here. There's lactose finished about, surprisingly, Y-Yeast 1318, London Ale 3. This yeast took this down to about 1016. This is one very intense beer, or at least it was, and it's quite tasty right now. So I'd like to get some tasting notes for everybody. But first, I haven't had this beer in a couple weeks. I took the batch and gave it all away. So what I have here, looking at it, what we have is, you can see it's completely, you cannot see through this beer. It's got the nice particular New England hop haze for it. There is a very slight carbonation on the very top of it, tiny little bubbles. So we'll get a nose. Wow, I'm going for another one. That is peach, that is melon, that is everything that's going on well in New England right now. So what I'm going to do, I just want to smell this the Motueka hops, that's the Motueka hops. So there's a fruity hop. You know, if you're doing a lot of home brews, you're experimenting IPAs, you're stepping out, I implore you to see what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere right now. You cannot go wrong with this. So we're going to take a sip right now. Oh, baby, that's good. That is really nice. The strawberries really come down since I've had it last, and it's just kind of combining into one big old pour of candy. This is something very good right here, and I'd really, you know, this is a beer that I'm very proud of right here. So, you know, if you're interested on it, you know, support everybody up here. I do have a blog that supports a lot of my beers, strasserbrewing.wordpress.com. Feel free to check that out. Add me, like me, love me, whatever you want to do. And I hope that this kind of my work I put into this can really help other people make great beer. A lot of brewers out there are very secretive about their processes, you know, but I get it. You know, that's their bread and butter, but it's my job to figure it out. And I really want to share that with the world. So, given it's not, may not be exactly what's out there, but I really want to help everybody with that. So with that being said, enjoy.
You know, God bless you for spreading the word, you know, and I couldn't agree with you more about the Southern Hemisphere hops. I'm just starting to get going with them myself. I mean, I've got kind of a fridge full that I happen to just buy a bunch one day and just say, hey, I'm going to use these somehow, some way. And, boy, it sounds, man, jealous that I'm not having that beer right now.
Well, what I would like to do, I'll be in communication with you, Doug. I'd be happy to send you whatever I can. I would love to do that for you.
Yeah, and likewise for anything that I'm brewing too, you know.
Thank you.
So I'm going to move it on. I have this is going to sound lame, but it's not. Because it's actually a really good beer. It's, you know, every once in a while you're in a store and I was in Toledo, Ohio, and I just wanted to pick up some beer that I knew I couldn't get back at home here in Michigan, and so I picked up a couple six-packs of cans. What I got here is a 12-ounce can of North High Brewing Company's IPA, very simple name, 6.8 ABV, pours a beautiful golden color, a bit of haze to it, nothing like an East Coast. I mean, you could still see through it, but really a nice head to it. First whiff is sort of some floral and pine, and then you take a sip of it, and it's got a really nice thick mouthfeel to it, rather viscous. And first thing that comes at me are these hops, but follows up, it's got a super heavy malt backbone. And for a lot of IPAs right now, I mean, hops are the king. But man, the malt really comes through in a nice way for this one. So I definitely recommend it. I wouldn't say it's, you know, top 10 on anybody's list, top 25. But if you see it, get it. It's North High Brewing Company IPA. And it's from Columbus, Ohio.
We can overlook that being Michiganders. Actually, Columbus has some really wonderful things going on and great beers and a couple great breweries down that way. But I've never had that one. So is that easy to find on Ohio shelves, Doug?
I would imagine it was. I found it at Anderson's in Toledo, Ohio, which is where I happen to buy a lot of my beers when I'm in Ohio, because it's right across the Michigan border, and plus they got a lot of great stuff in there too. But I'm going to assume that it's rather easy to find at this point. I mean, it's not sort of, I mean, it has a look of a processed can where the label's completely on the can itself. It's not a label that's wrapping a can, which would sort of be indicative of maybe a brewery that doesn't have a whole lot of capital behind it and is not producing beers in a massive way. This can looks like it's definitely gone through some, marketing department, stuff like that.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because my buddy Mike, who just talked about his homebrew, just sampled it and raved about it. Uncle Pete had a hit of it before he had to take off, and this is just absolutely wonderful. I'm going to... I just poured some into my glass. It's got the New England IPA haziness to it. It's like a golden yellow, almost looks like pineapple juice with some haziness to it. Nice, kind of a thin head, not one that lingers too long, but certainly is present. And now I'm going to take a sip. Oh my gosh, the aroma on this thing is out of this world. It's like orange, mango, pineapple, really, really pungent. Fruity, juicy, you know, kind of the New England IPA, what you would expect. Very, very pineapple and juicy. And now I'm taking a sip, and it's almost like an orange mango pineapple cocktail. It's wonderful. Unbelievable hop flavor here. The tropical fruit hop flavor is jumping out at me. The Juice is Loose is the name of it, and now I see why. And it's right in line with your, you know, Treehouse, Trillium type flavors that everybody loves, and it's a real treat. And it's right here in southwestern Michigan. We're in southeastern Michigan, but the brewery's in southwestern Michigan. So another great Michigan beer here. So Dugout, I would implore you to next trip down that neck of the woods to stop by and see if they have any of this. Maybe call ahead. I know they released it, and then they made some more, and it's selling out pretty quickly because everybody's on to it.
Unfortunately, I've looked up the info on the brewery itself, and they seem to be only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm never in that area on any of those days. So
road trip.
I drive past it and wave, but they're closed.
We know a guy that knows a guy, so.
Yeah, I can do that. Yep.
But honestly, it's a beer that I knew. Unfortunately, Doug and I are in different locations. He doesn't have the opportunity to taste this. And if I had another can, I would actually save it for you, because I would really want you to enjoy it. But this is my last can. So, but I have no doubt we'll get more, because we know people that know people, because we're beer nuts. It's what we do.
Exactly.
But anybody ever in the Bridgman area, I mean, it's a great beer town. Now they have, Tapestry is another great brewery in Bridgman, and I believe this one's right across the street. A lot of great breweries in that area. There's probably 5-10 breweries within a 20-mile radius. You got Greenbush down in Sawyer. You got Bridgman. You got Transient and Tapestry. Round Barn, I believe, is not far from there.
and Burnham, just right down the street from all of those. Oh, it's across the Indiana border, but it's really close, within a 10-mile drive.
It's great that you can just make a beercation out of it. You can just go from one brewery to the next and keep it rolling. Also, like to add, there's a new Kalamazoo beer bus. Can't remember the exact trade name of it, but there's a beer bus that now is touring Kalamazoo and makes a big loop to all the breweries there. So that's a great way to, you know, get a hotel room down in the great beer town of Kalamazoo. And grab a hotel room and take the beer bus all night, and it'll take you from brewery to brewery to brewery, and you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. Take a look for that. I know they have a Facebook page. Just Google that. I'm sure it'll come up. But best of luck to those folks who are making that happen. There's already one of those in Grand Rapids that's a big success, and I believe one in Detroit, so... Hey, what a great way to experience a bunch of breweries, a bunch of Michigan breweries. So, anything else to add, Doug?
Well, just it's been a great pleasure to do this show. I know we're coming up on a year. That's hard to believe, but can't help but get emotional thinking about that. You know, we've brought a lot of beers to you guys, and you know, you can tell when we're doing the show and we talk about something. Oh, we've done an episode on that. We've done an episode on that. So I'm just thankful all our listeners are still with us, and look forward to doing more episodes with you guys really soon.
Yeah, it's been a great ride, and always glad to add more beer nuts to the fray. So welcome Mike Strasser, who joined us briefly tonight to introduce his homebrew, and he was on another recent episode, and we have SAK and Andrea. Andrea, we are waiting to do our sour and mead episodes because she is absolutely an expert in those two categories. And, you know, all our other beer friends, that there's a few others that we're going to bring into the fold eventually. It's a great experience, and again, thank you, everybody, for listening. Keep listening. Keep tweeting. You know,
keep winning beer glasses.
That's it. You know, win this glass. Go to MichiganBeerGuy.com. We've already given a few away. We've given a zombie dust away. We're about to give a focal banger away to someone else who tweeted on that. You know, we're just regular guys really wanting to spread the love, and we're just hoping to expose people to different beers, different beer styles, and, you know, it's been a great success. It's been a lot of fun for all of us, and we look forward to continuing in the next year and beyond. So, that's about it for me. Anything else you have to add, Doug?
Like our previous episode, I mean, and we're probably going to keep doing this. When we do mixed nuts, you know, it's no brewer of the week, no beer of the week, because, you know, we're just all bringing our own stuff in. But, that's pretty much it. I mean, other than, you know, as they say in old Mexico City,
AMF. And the juice is loose.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.